card weekend. But first, we pay tribute to a true sports giant that we lost over the weekend, dying at the age of 93, the great Tommy Lasorda, the longtime Dodgers manager. In fact, he spent 71 years with the Dodgers. That is the longest in franchise history. Vin Scully was with him for 67 years. 71 years with the Dodgers as a coach, a manager, and then front office for all of the time after he quit managing. 20 years as a manager. He won two World Series in 81 and 88. He saw them win a World Series in the last game he ever watched. He compiled a 1,599 wins, 1,439 losses record. He won four NL pennants, eight division titles. He managed them from 77 to 96. And of all of the managers that we have seen in our lifetime, I don't think there's any question that Tommy Lasorda and Billy Martin are the two larger-than-life figures. And there have been a lot of great ones and a lot of guys with personality and big resumes like Joe Torre and Earl Weaver and Joe Maddon, and it's a long list. But nobody comes close to the larger-than-life personalities of the late Billy Martin, who passed a long time ago, and Tommy Lasorda, who somehow made it to 93.
Incredible. And as you watched him go out to the mound, maybe in the, heck, even going back to the 70s or 80s, do you think he'd make it to 93?
No.
I mean, then he looked like he was already 60, or, and I guess maybe he was by the time we got to the 90s. But, yeah, we just don't, and just generally, we don't have personalities like that that are managers in baseball anymore.
He had a heart attack in 1996. That ended his managerial career with the Dodgers. And then he had another one in 2012. That required him to have a pacemaker. Still made it to 93, eating loads of pasta every day.
Loads. How many clubhouse meals did he just...
He looked really in shape, though.
He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1997 as a manager, and he was the oldest living Hall of Famer. He moved into first place after Red Shandines died back in 2018. Mike Finger, San Antonio sports writer, wrote a really great column about meeting Tommy Lasorda in spring training 2000, and he was a Cub reporter at the time, and Lasorda gave him a tour of the place, Vero Beach, and really took him under his wing. And he said, that day I learned that my job as a sports writer was stealing money because Tommy Lasorda told me that his job was stealing money. And as Finger writes, not every day since has it felt that way, but lots of them have. And during those two or three intoxicating hours in that golf cart, riding around the spring training facility with Tommy Lasorda, he gave me the impression that he was stealing money, too. He filled this kid's tape recorder with jokes and F-bombs. He yelled at prospects in mangled Spanish. He called what seemed like each and every one of the Dodgers' 200 players by a nickname. He stopped the cart to bust Eric Karros' chops, to teach Davey Johnson how to throw a proper curveball, and to send this reporter out to shag a wayward foul ball. Lasorda was 72 then, but retired as a manager, still working, though, as the Dodgers' senior vice president.
What a great experience that is.
Boy, no kidding.
Wow.
And he also, I heard Joe Buck mention this in their broadcast on Saturday when they did a little tribute to Tommy Lasorda. Lasorda always said, while the World Series titles meant the world to him, that he felt like his greatest accomplishment, or the one that he got the most satisfaction out of, was winning the gold medal in the Olympics at the 2000 Sydney Games, when he led the United States to an upset over Cuba, I believe it was, in the championship. And the U.S. was an underdog that year, and they won the gold.
Wow. Well, that's around the game for a really long time and making an impact for a really long time.
One of the things that added to his colorful character was his colorful language. And we have a couple of audio clips here we're going to listen to. This first one is from 1982. And This is after a game where there was an exchange between the Dodgers and Padres, an exchange of beanballs. And after the game, they were interviewing Kurt Bavacqua of the Padres about the beanball incidents. And Bavacqua said, they ought to find that little fat Italian, too. He ordered it, referring to Lasorda. So the reporters go to the Dodgers clubhouse with the Bavacqua comment and ask Lasorda about it.
Tell you what I think about it. I think that is very, very bad for that man to make an accusation like that. That is terrible. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bavacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a f***ing boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a f***ing team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a f***ing limousine to get the sucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that sucker's ass any f***ing day in a week.
Whoa.
He's a f***ing motherfucking big mouth, I'll tell you that.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Man, when we first got into radio, we had these clips like that at KRLD, and that was our moron dog. We would listen to that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how he just gets such disgust in his voice. Bavacqua.
Yeah. I have never ordered anybody to throw at a batter, but if I did.
But if I did, it wouldn't be
a 183 hitter.
God, that's great.
All right, now, circa the same time, this is right around 1980 or so, he's managing the Dodgers. Dave Kingman of the Cubs hits 3 home runs and drives in 8 RBIs against Los Angeles. And after the game, a reporter asked Lasorda what he thought of Kingman's performance.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance? What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was f***ing before. Put that in. I don't give an opinion of his performance. Jesus Christ, he beat us with 3 f***ing home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? Jesus Christ, he hit 3 home runs. Jesus Christ. I'm f***ing pissed off to lose a f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance? Jesus Christ. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
I just did.
That's right. Jesus Christ. Guy hits 3 home runs against us. I mean, I don't mean to get pissed off or anything like that, but, you know, you asked me my opinion. I mean, he put on a hell of a show. He hit 3 home runs. He drove in, what, 7 runs?
8
runs. Well, what the hell more can you say about it? I didn't mean to get mad or anything like that, but damn. He asked me my opinion of his performance. See you, Joe.
See you, Joe. That was always my favorite part at the end. Yeah, see you, Joe. Some other reporters leaving.
Oh, you're right. Gosh. I think my favorite part is the, we were talking about this before the show. He drove in 7 runs, 8 runs.
Yeah, don't correct him. My opinion. He just couldn't get over that.
Yeah.
You want my opinion of his performance. Guy hits 3 home runs on us.
And you want my opinion of his performance?
I mean, I'm not mad, but jeez.
Yeah, not mad. It's just, I mean, jeez. That's my opinion of his performance.
You asked me a question. It wasn't a very good question.
No, I didn't give you a very good answer because I'm pissed off.
He did play in the major leagues as a pitcher. He was 0-4 for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Kansas City Athletics, 0-4 with an ERA of 6.48. He did strike out 37. And so that shows that, once again, you don't have to be a great player to be a great coach, or in this case, manager.
Yeah. What a legend.
The great Tommy Lasorda, dead at the age of 93.